Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your transformation hub, and this podcast is dedicated to the whys and ways to transform your life, the tough stuff, the mundane stuff, the any stuff, into enjoyable, successful, purposeful, and of course, while becoming the architect of your own life. Alrighty, okay, it's December. Christmas is around the corner, so I thought I'd get all festive and I'm going to have five ways to enjoy Christmas. So a little bit of a discussion about the end of year fest. Now, some people will say to me, hey, I don't have any problem, you know, enjoying myself at Christmas. What are you talking about? Well, yes, that can be true, and congratulations to you. But for me, my number one is so many people are very stressed at Christmas. They're stressed with seeing their family. They're stressed with perhaps the organisation of the hosting or of the entertainment and the presents. And for a lot of people, it's literally a stress traffic jam at the end of the year. So my number one is, if you can, if you want something that's really special, empowering and miraculous at Christmas, choose balance. Now, a lot of people will go, well, good luck with that. Well, I think if you start relatively soon with saying no, you're going to do actually very well during the Christmas festival. A lot of people are stressed, literally, because they're agreeing to a lot of demands from basically a lot of people. So we know what that creates. You come out of your balance point because you're overextended, or you're reaching forward to be the host with the most, but unfortunately it is not in the balanced or quality experience. So when we're balanced, if you imagine a pendulum, the pendulum hangs down. It doesn't go forward or back. It just hangs down. And that gives that neutrality. It gives that infinite non-resistance place where you can give and receive for yourself unconditionally. You can also flow very effectively with a masculine and feminine balance. So the doing and being balance. So getting the inspiration of what you need to do and then problem solving and delivering on a physical level. So balance is not boring. I have an episode on that if you want to check it out. And balance at Christmas, I think, is incredibly important because it's all part of the festival, and the festival is about unconditional love. So when you're balanced, you have the most connectedness that you can have with unconditionally loving consciousness. So balance and the courage to defend your balance point by literally being honest, being kind, but saying no. Because you're saying no for you as much as for the other person. Because you don't want to be the host that rushes around and actually doesn't enjoy their own event. And basically goes, I don't know where the day went. And all I did was look after everyone else. So for me, balance not only gives a great party, a great celebration, and a very de-stressed environment to celebrate in, but it also gives you, if you are the host, the biggest opportunity to feel balanced and enjoy your own party. Okay, so less is more, balanced and not too high expectations to torture yourself with. Number two, well, on that theme of unconditionality and inclusiveness, I'm going to use the D word. Yes, delegate. So a lot of people do want to make a beautiful Christmas celebration, but that can mean that they do sort of hoard responsibilities, or find it hard to share, or literally just don't feel comfortable asking people to help. Now, some people go extreme delegation and they do that by everyone bringing, you know, some kind of main meal plate to contribute to the meal. So there isn't necessarily the traditional food options, or there may be, with some wild cards thrown in. Other people, they just simply want people to offer to help, like to refresh the drinks or clear the plates or stack the dishwashers. I think in hosting, we have, as a humanity, come a long way. I think we're much more collaborative than we've ever been. So, but if you're a bit old-fashioned and you think, oh, it's a bit rude to ask other people to help, then think again. Because Christmas is about everyone participating. It's about inclusiveness. And it is about enjoying yourself. So it is not about stacking dishwashers for 4 hours. And I think when we delegate, we are also accepting that flow of giving and receiving. We're not trying to hold on to everything, because that is a big potential for stress. And also, Christmas is all about being loving and considerate and compassionate. So if people want to understand and want to help, please don't knock them back. Please don't say, don't help me, or feel embarrassed about it. It's much more emotionally fulfilling to receive unconditionally for yourself. Alrighty, okay, number three, sugar rush. What does Christmas have? Christmas has a lot of the food that perhaps we wouldn't necessarily indulge in the rest of the year. Maybe we would, but there is sort of, again, a conglomeration or a massive pyramid of a certain chocolate or a certain endless supply of sweets. And so I say to people, try and look at the sugar rush on a physical level being the end of the meal. So trying not to have the sugar before. I know if there's a lot of chocolate and sweets in presents, good luck with that, because probably the children will get into them very early when they open their presents. But it might be that you would like to have some kind of present ceremony and combine that with your meal. And as a result, the sugar, as I said, still gets to the end and after the main meal, when people have had a good selection of food rather than just sugar. My other solution in number three is to surrender to that particular excess and to sort of put aside a little bit of a party room. So if you have the space at your home, you might like to delegate somewhere where literally the children can run around, scream and carry on and play and laugh and play games and just amuse themselves all together, and literally give the adults or give everyone who wants to celebrate, dance, do whatever, a space that they can sort of focus that. Now, I know it sounds funny, but progressively, I think we are, as communities, moving into an immaterial state more and more. I'm not saying that we don't want our material success and that beautiful quality things aren't important in our lives, but I think Christmas is moving into that immaterial qualities, care, exchanges, communication, rather than being all about the presents. And I think we're waking up to that as a humanity, that it's about being with our loved ones, and more so in times of great difficulty and political stress in the world than ever before. So definitely give them a party place, a place to celebrate, and then everyone else can find their quiet space too. Cool. Also, the party mood, the dancing, the whole thing, that does use up the sugar as well. So it can be a great way to handle the sugar. Okay, fourth point today, attitude of gratitude. I do believe at Christmas that the best way for a host to celebrate and to inspire others to be in an enjoying and celebrative mood is definitely to look at the complementary aspects. So, and to make an effort to be personable or be in a space where people listen to one another, or ask, you know, what's your favourite bit of 2025, or what has been the best quality or the best opportunities and events and journey through 25 for you. So I know a lot of people will say being a good host is to ask and make sure that your guests are happy, but I simply believe being a lovely human is about showing interest in other people. And it's not nosy, it's not rude if you just ask, and okay, if the person doesn't want to reply, they don't have to. So it's about showing interest, showing about how we are connected, appreciating that. And of course, obviously appreciating our presence, appreciating the efforts of the host, and making it clear that what goes around comes around, and being very much open to that exchange and that interesting dialogue. Okay, so number five. Now, my number five is probably going to be a bit weird for a lot of people, because they might think this is a bit of an anti-Christmas suggestion or an alternative one. I've done this quite a lot because I used to work Christmas quite a lot in the last sort of 20 years. So I would work literally in my private retreats when other people were on holiday often. So I suggest and propose that people reassess Christmas completely by literally saying, right, what would I spend on Christmas, or what would I do at Christmas? And literally choose to do that particular energy exchange in a completely different way. So, for example, you might say, oh, I'll spend, you know, up to £1,000 on presents and gifts and on food and entertaining, and actually choose to have a modest Christmas, go nowhere, stay home and have, you know, a relaxing and wonderful day, perhaps en couple, you know, with your spouse, or not entertaining, and then choose to go on a mini break after Christmas and to use that fund, the funds that you would have spent on Christmas, in exploring a new location. Now, probably not a new idea. I think it's a wonderful way if you are very stressed at the end of the year, or you're feeling like, I just want to do something different, I want to explore. And, you know, I know if you've got children, that probably isn't an option for you, or it might be, you know, a bit of a logistics exercise with grandparents or extended family. But I think for those who are very giving in community, this is a very, very good way to handle your stress at Christmas. And it's not walking away, it's not denial, it doesn't mean that you don't do Christmas on and off, but it might be that you do every third Christmas or you do every other Christmas, whereas before perhaps there was a much bigger commitment, or perhaps even a more imbalanced way where, you know, some people, they literally, they end up not looking forward to Christmas at all. So, yeah. Express Christmas in a different way. You might also like to invite a mystery guest. It could be someone who's from a completely different background, someone who would appreciate some company at that time of the year, or someone of a completely different religion who would, you know, be able to express and share what their unconditionally loving festival is in their tradition. So definitely, obviously, Christmas is all about being inclusive and respecting how we all relate together and the unconditional love, or the unconditional flow of universal energy that connects us all. So, yeah, I think to go and honour your personal peace is a very good way of doing it. I have also heard that people literally go and box set binge or sleep at Christmas because they're literally honest that they are so exhausted, that's all they want to do. So I would also like to suggest that to unconditionally give to yourself is very important, and to take a couple of days, or to take Christmas as a complete self-dedication, I think is incredibly in alignment with the unconditional balance and harmony of the festival, and a celebration in being honest about your personal truth and what you truly want. So my number five is shake it up and literally do Christmas the way you want to, because it actually is a celebration of unconditional love and a celebration of unconditional giving and receiving. And it's also about us being our unique version of unconditional love. And I am sure that the great religious icons, in the sense of the great religious leaders and traditions of our time, be they Christian, be they Muslim, Buddhist, Parsi, etc., etc., that it's about us celebrating that loving consciousness in our unique way. So it remains for me to wish you a very Merry Christmas and also a very merry, unconditionally loving festival. Thank you very much.